All right, we will call the executive committee to order. We need to approve the agenda, I suppose.
Nope.
Okay. Collective bargaining unit agreements on page 3. Who's going to take it?
These are the agreements that we have been negotiating with Randy and Ed over the last couple of months. You can see they're very similar. We do have two different units. The language that's different between them doesn't change. The things that did change were the deduction of dues. That reference was removed because of the Janus case a couple of years ago. Fair share of dues are no longer something that we can collect for the union. Personal day was added. It's going to be available to employees in the first half of the calendar year, and then the existing personal day will also exist, so they'll have two. Insurance language is the biggest change. We did an overhaul to insurance. So the change is that our benefits are intended for health coverage. We'll no longer provide a benefit credit. And the things that Great River will provide is now single health, long-term disability, and life insurance. We removed any reference to dental. We will contribute up to $1,000 toward family health coverage and $250 per month HSA contribution to employees enrolled in the group health insurance. Great River will provide the life insurance, long-term disability, and $250 of taxable earnings to employees who provide proof of existing qualified health coverage.
Tech services, the mail is on the dock. Tech services, the mail is on the dock.
Dental is moving to a voluntary health benefit and something instead of something Great River provides, and the language has been updated to reflect current benefit options. It's a 3-year agreement, both of them. Wages, 2023 will be a 3% general wage increase for regular employees, not to exceed the maximum of the pay range. That's similar to what you'd call a cost of living increase. And then 24 and 25 would be 2% for each of those subsequent years. 2023, 24, and 25 will be the same range movement each year. In the past, we've front-loaded quartile 1 in order to eliminate some of the compression. We've decided to try to keep up with market right now in terms of front-loading the general and applying that to more employees. And then the quartiles will be 1.5% for each quartile, with the exception of quartile 4. That is not to exceed the maximum of the range. And then the next 2 years, we will review the benefit structure and group health insurance increases and employer contributions each year. So there's a benefit reopener each year. We also agreed that this is not in the agreement, but have agreed to do a labor management committee over our mileage language. That was something the union wanted to change, but the change was too complex to address in the amount of time that we had. If all of our enrollments numbers remain the same number of people are enrolled in health insurance versus not, this should be a budget-neutral proposition. If more people jump on, we'll have to make some adjustments in order to keep it budget neutral, but we will address that once we know what people have elected. So we would ask approval of the two contracts. Next steps would be open enrollment starts December 1st for everybody, so people will know what they're electing, and then we'll work on getting union signatures and then board signatures after the fact. Questions?
Karen, in there, didn't we have something that we would have only so many benefit-eligible positions in the health insurance, and after that we would quit hiring?
Yeah, we said we currently have 63 budgeted for next year. If we have more than 4 people elect family coverage, which we should know by the end of next week, mm-hmm. we would need to start holding some of those benefit eligible positions open in order to make up the difference to keep it budget neutral. But until we know what people have elected, we really don't know how the dollars shake out. We do anticipate we'll have some turnover next year, and we'll work within the budget to make sure we stay within it.
That seemed to be a big push once we decided that, is mm-hmm. what I thought.
Right, right. The unions did want a lot more for family coverage than what we've provided here. This was a major negotiation point.
And if I too may, Mr. Chair, that, again, I didn't look at that about the mileage, because you said we put you in charge of that. There was some discrepancy, or not the discrepancy, but an explanation how the mileage works. Did we do anything there?
We did not change the mileage language in the contracts, so okay. even though we were asked to. We asked them to provide language, proposed language, and the idea was that they would simplify what was written. But what they sent us was actually a change to how we currently do mileage. And so we landed on doing an MOU on the mileage articles once the LMC meets next year to dig into it. Because when we looked at these contracts only apply to people who work in St. Cloud and the people running our branches. The mileage policy applies to everybody. So people who are going to meetings, people who are substitutes in branches, people are working in two branches by choice. And so we need the policy and the contract language to be similar enough that it's the same for everybody so that it's not hard to implement. And what they were asking for made sense for the LSC unit, but maybe didn't make sense for everybody else. And that's where we just wanted to dig into that a little bit more. We found last year working through the LMC, we were able to arrive at a major overhaul to the benefits package in a fairly short amount of time. We had, two negotiation sessions, and we've totally overhauled how we do benefits. So my hope is that the LMC can get to that answer next year.
Any other questions?
I move approval if there's no more questions.
I'll second.
About that. Any other discussion?
Is that for both contracts?
Do we have to do
each? We're doing them together.
Together or do you separate?
All right. Call.
All right. V, is that for both contracts?
Sure.
Okay. Just hearing none, I'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Well, the next meeting we
don't have a meeting in December.
No.
January 17th. Yep, this is it.
Okay. Thanks for showing up.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.
Adjourn the meeting at